It's 18 bloodthirsty questions on shark movies for Shark Week, written by Brian Salier. This is Trivia with Buds. It be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. It comes out every single day, and there's over 500 episodes to listen to if you're going on a road trip still at the end of the summer, or if you're flying sometime soon. I get messages from people all the time that are like, hey, we just binged a bunch of episodes. We found it just searching the word trivia on our podcast app. So thank you if you found it that way. We got a great episode for you today. It is Shark Week on whatever channel. What is it? Discovery Channel that does that? I don't have cable, so I never catch it anymore. But Shark Week is popular all over the world. And Sci-Fi Channel usually puts out a bunch of crazy-ass shark movies this week. And today's episode is about some of those movies. It's about shark movies, shark-related movies, and shark scenes in movies from our friend Brian Salier out in Redlands, California. Brian, thanks for writing these questions. He wrote 18 of them, which is like above and beyond what I usually write for the podcast. So thank you, Brian, for doing that. Speaking of sharks, I wanted to reminisce real quick about a comedian that I used to do shows with back in my early days on the south side of Chicago, a place called the Barrel of Laughs. It was in a restaurant called Sinise's Winery, and we used to do open mic there every Wednesday when I was starting out back in 2005, 2006, around then. And that first year and a half, 2 years, I would go on Wednesdays and do some jokes and get some feedback and stuff. And there was a comedian who would go there, and his name was Sharky. And I don't know this guy's real name. I think he's still around. And he had a great headshot of him with like a big cigar and gold chains. And his whole premise was that he was like the kind of like this cheesy 80s ladies man kind of a guy. But I don't know how planned out his routine was. I don't know how much of a joke it was. But this guy, I later found out, had different characters. So I'm pretty sure it was a character. But his name was Sharky. And he kind of went up. And at the end of every joke, he would be like, there'd be some sort of shark pun. And he'd always say, the ladies are chumming for Sharky. And then the ladies would not respond at all. So I just wanted to share that because it's always in the back of my head. Some of my friends used to come out and support me when I first started doing comedy. They always go, hey, is that guy Sharky still alive? And I'm like, I don't know. But Google Sharky, Chicago comedian. Maybe you'll find something fun about old Sharky. The ladies are chumming for him. I wanted to do something special for Shark Week since I was in a shark movie called Sharknado. I never shut up about it. It's kind of like my weird claim to fame, if you want to call that fame. And it's my IMDb picture, me covered in blood, missing a leg. And so since it is Shark Week, I thought it'd be fun to offer up the classic Sharknado headshot, the picture of me, that IMDb picture in question. If you want a copy of that, I'll sign it to you or your weird friend who loves those movies. Just be one of the first 5 people to email me with that request at Ryan Buds on social media or ryanbuds@gmail.com. Just say, hey, I never got a Sharknado headshot before and I'd like one, and put your name and your snail mail address. The first 5 people to do that this week will get Sharknado headshots mailed to them by me. And I'm looking for people who I've never sent one to before. So if I've sent one to you before, sorry, you do not qualify. But if you are brand new to the show and love Sharknado, I'd love to hook you up with a picture of me in the movie. ryanbuds@gmail.com. A quick request for something from you guys that listen to the show and love trivia and love writing and producing trivia content. I'm looking for some Disney trivia. I have a Disney event coming up at J. Riley Distillery on August 31st from 8 to 10:30 p.m. in Redlands, California. And I've used a lot of the same Disney rounds at places that were really spread out. So I'm looking for some new, fresh Disney trivia. This will be specifically Disney, not Marvel or Star Wars. So, if you have anything in mind or you have a round in mind, I always do 11 question rounds. Or if you have clues for like a crossword puzzle or you want to create anything that you think I can use at this Disney trivia event, it could be classic animation, it could be Pixar, it could be live action movies like The Mighty Ducks and things like that. So just pretty broad but specific in the form of Disney trivia. And send me your stuff. You can email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com. And if you forget my email, it's linked in the show notes to every episode, along with a bunch of other cool info, like links to websites, Yelp pages, the theme song creator, Brian Frosty on SoundCloud. You can check out more of his work. He's a great, great musician. Go check that stuff out. And you can always see our question of the day and our team name of the day and all that stuff in the details and show notes. All right, we're going to jump into 18 questions about shark movies for Shark Week, written by Brian Salyer right about now. Here we go. All right, here's a quick little intro from the email from Brian Salyer. He said, everybody loves Shark Week, and a lot of people love shark movies. Some are good, some are bad, and some are really, really bad. Would you believe there's actually a movie called Shark Kansas Women's Prison Massacre? Look it up, it's true. Here are some brief descriptions of shark movies or ones that feature a shark, and you have to name the movie. So that's from Brian Salyer, some instructions for you. We got 18 of these. Here's question number one. Due to some strange weather patterns, sharks are attacking people all over the place, including a 90210 star, a number of celebrities, and even a beloved trivia host. Question number one. Question number one. Question number two, make sure you book your excursions with reputable companies while on vacation this summer so you don't end up like the folks in this movie about a couple left behind by their diving group and forced to fend for themselves in the ocean. What movie is that? Number two. Question number three. Someone thought it would be a good idea to experiment on sharks and make them smarter, and you wonder why everyone keeps getting eaten. Name this movie featuring Samuel L. Jackson and LL Cool J. Number three. Question number four. Jason Statham is one tough SOB, but could he really kick a giant prehistoric shark's ass? Maybe. That's number four. Jason Statham is one tough SOB, but could he really kick a giant prehistoric shark's ass? Maybe. Number four. Question number five, Lou Gossett Jr. just won an Academy Award for An Officer and a Gentleman, then decided to take a role as a theme park operator whose park is terrorized by a shark. Should have fired your agent unless you were just dying to work with Dennis Quaid. What was that movie? Number five. Question number six, a third of the way through this quiz, Mandy Moore in a shark cage stuck at the bottom of the ocean. Interesting idea, but I would have liked it more if it was Justin Bieber. What was that movie? Number six. Number seven. Oh, Sci-Fi Channel, where do you get your ideas? For example, who would have thought a shark with eight legs in this film about a military experiment in gene splicing gone wrong? Number seven. What is that movie? Question number eight. In this James Bond film, Bond's best friend is fed to a tiger shark and his friend's new bride is killed. Bond ignores his orders and seeks revenge on those responsible, including Wayne Newton. What is that movie? Number eight. Question number nine. Brooke Hogan, good decision to not make videos like your dad. Bad decision to make this movie about a killer shark that can get you even when you're on the beach. These sharks can get you even while you're on the beach. Number nine, Brooke Hogan. Number 10, one of the best scenes of Jaws is when Quint tells the story of this ship that went down in shark-infested waters and the horrors that followed. Did they need to make a film with the same name documenting the incident starring Nicolas Cage and Tom Sizemore? Probably not. What is that movie? Number 10. Number 11, in a slightly more realistic film about weather disasters and sharks, a group of people are stranded in a flooded grocery store with sharks after a tsunami hits. Clean up on aisle 4. Number 11. Number 11. Question Question number 12. Will Smith, Jack Black, Renee Zellweger, Angelina Jolie, Robert De Niro, are all these people really... all these people really wanted to be in this animated shark movie? Number 12, Will Smith, Jack Black, Renee Zellweger, Angelina Jolie, and Robert De Niro. Did all these people really want to be in this animated shark movie? Number 12. Number 13, a bunch of rednecks torture and kill a great white shark whose spirit returns to seek revenge and kill these men in yet another Sci-Fi Channel classic. Number 13. Number 14, Blake Lively decides to not use the buddy system while out surfing and gets stuck on a rock while being pursued by a killer shark. Number 14, what is that movie with Blake Lively? Number 15, and perhaps the most redeeming and inspirational movie on this list, surfer Bethany Hamilton overcomes a violent shark attack to become a champion in what movie? Number 15. Number 16, it's a classic film plotline. A group of teens head to a cabin at the lake for a wild weekend of partying. No killer in a hockey mask this time, but instead 15 species of sharks all living in the area. 15, holy cow. Number 16 on your list. Number 17, oh no, it's another mutant shark with multiple heads. How many heads did Danny Trejo and wrestler Rob Van Dam have to deal with in this film? And number 18, Leonardo DiCaprio finds the ultimate paradise. Well, if your idea of paradise is becoming a sex toy for the group leader, your friend being half eaten by a shark and left for dead, and running from machine gun toting drug dealers, then you've got this movie. What movie is it? Number 18. All right, those are all your questions for the shark movie descriptions from Brian Salyer. Thank you, Brian. We'll be right back with the answers to those descriptions in just a second. All right, here are the answers to the Shark Week movies descriptions from Brian Salyer. Here was number one. Due to some strange weather patterns, sharks are attacking people all over the place, including a 90210 star, a number of celebrities, and even a beloved trivia host. I love that I'm beloved to someone. That would be Sharknado, the one that I mentioned in the intro. Remember, if you want that headshot, let me know in an email, and I'll get you one this week if you're the first five people to email me. Number two, make sure you book your excursions with reputable companies while vacationing this summer. You get stuck there with the diving group leaving you. And that movie is Open Water, which I've never seen. I've only seen maybe half of these movies, or a third of the movies on this specific list. I've seen a lot of shark movies, but not a lot on this list. Number three, someone thought it would be a good idea to experiment with sharks and make them smarter. LL Cool J, Sam Jackson. That would be Deep Blue Sea. I have seen that one a number of times. Number three. Number four, Jason Statham is one tough SOB, but could he really fight a giant prehistoric shark and kick its ass? That would be The Meg, a movie that I definitely wanted to see. Dwight from The Office, I think, is in it. Rainn Wilson. And I got to watch that soon. Number five, Lou Gossett Jr. just won an Academy Award at the time for An Officer and a Gentleman. And then he did Jaws 3 with Dennis Quaid. Not so good. In 3D at a theme park, like a SeaWorld type place. It was kind of a good idea. It just was not so good. Number six, Mandy Moore is in a shark cage. I didn't know she was in this movie. 47 meters down, shark cage stuck at the bottom of the ocean, 47 meters down. Number seven, Sci-Fi Channel, where will you stop with these crazy experiments and gene splicing gone wrong? Sharktopus, that was the one with eight legs, Sharktopus. Number eight, in this James Bond film, Bond's friend is fed to a tiger shark. That is License to Kill. Number eight, License to Kill. Number nine, Brooke Hogan is in this movie where a killer shark can jump onto the beach. It's called Sand Sharks. Sand Sharks. Number 10, one of the best scenes in Jaws is when Quint tells the story of this ship that went down. Nick Cage, Tom Sizemore, USS Indianapolis. USS Indianapolis. I remember watching the trailer, and the whole first like half is not about sharks, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, this is a shark movie. Number 11, in a slightly more realistic film about weather disasters, we had this Sharks in the Grocery Store movie after the tsunami hits, and that is called Bait. Never heard of it, never seen it, but I want to watch it now. Bait. Number 12, Will Smith, Jack Black, Renee Zellweger, Angelina Jolie, Robert De Niro all lent their voices to Shark Tale, which was kind of like a Finding Nemo-looking movie and came out a little bit after that, I think. Shark Tale. Number 13, A Bunch of Rednecks Torture and Kill a Great White Shark. I love that that's the setup to this movie. Ghost Shark on Sci-Fi Channel. The ghost of the shark comes back and murders everyone. Number 14, Blake Lively is not using that buddy system. She gets stuck on the rock in The Shallows. Never saw it. Still want to see it. The Shallows. Number 15. And perhaps the most redeeming and inspirational movie, we've got Bethany Hamilton, who overcomes a violent shark attack to become a champion in Soul Surfer. Soul Surfer. Number 16, classic plotline. Kids go to the cabin, but 15 species of sharks are all around the area. Shark Night. Like prom night, but with sharks taking you to the dance. Number 17, Oh No, It's Another Mutant Shark with Multiple Heads, Danny Trejo, Rob Van Dam, Three-Headed Shark Attack. Three heads are better than one. And number 18, Leonardo DiCaprio finds the ultimate paradise, but then his friend gets eaten by a shark and left for dead. That would be The Beach. Love that movie, The Beach. That is it for the shark quiz on today's episode. Thank you again, Brian Salyer. If you guys want to supply content for the show at any time, email me questions at ryanbuds@gmail.com. Today's question of the day is coming up, but before we get to that, we have the trivia team name of the day, which is, are you afraid of the shark? Are you afraid of the dark? But switch dark to shark, and that's your team name. And the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Go to fmdesignsinc.com to see all the cool printing stuff they can do for you and your next big marketing project. fmdesignsinc.com, linked in the show notes. Here's your question. What Sci-Fi Channel film featured a shark that killed its victims with Christmas themes? I saw this right around Christmas this past year. What is that movie? Tweet me your answer at ryanbuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's answer to the question of the day was True Romance. True Romance. If you were able to listen to yesterday's episode, I know I put two episodes out the same day, so you might be thrown off by that, but we'll get back on track tomorrow. True Romance was the answer to the last episode's question of the day. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you so much for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.